The wind's picking up on the island of North Bimini. Eric Stroud has tied his hair back in a ponytail to keep it from getting in his way. He's standing on a pier, looking down at the turquoise water.
As you see, the current is ripping through here right now. The tide is going out. So any scent that's put here goes right to the outside of the channel, and that's where pretty much the big sharks are right now.
Stroud's setting up an experiment. He unwraps 20 pounds of frozen sardines.
This is pretty yummy.
Drops them into a mesh bag tied to the pier and tosses the bag into the water. He's hoping to attract a large bull shark.
It's a fairly dangerous shark. It can be aggressive, especially when provoked or cornered.
If a bull shark does show up, he'll throw a large baited hook into the water. But it's not your typical fish hook.
We're just looking to see will he flinch.
If all goes well, this hook won't catch any sharks. You see, Stroud develops shark repellents. It's been a passion of his for more than a decade. Back at the Bimini Biological Field Station, where he's come to study sharks, Stroud explains what led to this unusual career choice. He used to work full-time as a chemist in the pharmaceutical industry. Then, in the summer of 2001, he and his wife went on a cruise to Bermuda.
We hit bad weather, and we were trapped in a cabin. And on the news was shark bite after shark bite. It seemed like everyone that stepped in the ocean in Florida was getting attacked by a shark that summer.
That's when his wife suggested he turn his talents to developing shark repellents. When they got home to New Jersey, he set up several kiddie pools in his basement, and he filled them with small sharks.
Your wife was cool with having all these sharks in the basement?
I'm not sure if she was cool with it or if, you know, that's just love.
He watched how the sharks fed, swam, and behaved. Then one day, Stroud accidentally dropped a large magnet from his workbench.
And some little nurse sharks darted. That night, we put magnets into the tank and couldn't believe the nurse sharks were just extremely distressed and stayed away from them.
What Stroud discovered was that magnets repel sharks. In the Bahamas, Stroud set up a demonstration for me.
So we are in a pen full of sharks right now.
We're standing waist deep just offshore in a fenced-in patch of the sea. Several young lemon sharks cruise the perimeter. Stroud's assistant captures one of the sharks and slowly rotates it onto its back underwater, which puts it into a sleep-like state. Then Stroud takes a magnet and spins it as he moves it toward the shark. It responds immediately.
Oh, there we go. Look at that beautiful bend away from the magnet. Just like it's repelled by it like it's another magnet.
Yep. Yeah, he's turning. Just arcs his whole body.
Sharks have electrical sensors. They look like tiny freckles on their snouts. Biologists believe sharks use these sensors to detect the heartbeats of their prey and to navigate using the Earth's magnetic field. Stroud suspects the spinning magnet overwhelms those electrical sensors.
It's probably something like a bright flashlight across your eyes, and it's just temporarily blinding and you're startled, and it's not pleasant.
Stroud made his discovery in 2004. It helped him jumpstart a company he'd founded called Shark Defense that aims to develop and commercialize shark repellents. He and his team tested other substances and found some non-magnetic metals also interfere with a shark's electrical sensors.
Certain metals didn't work, others did. You begin to hone down the periodic table. You're like, wait a minute, all the effect is the rare earth elements.
Rare earth metals like samarium, neodymium, and praseodymium. Stroud's original plan was to develop repellents to protect people, and he's working on ways to do that. For instance, he and his partners are researching a magnetized underwater fence that might keep sharks away from swimmers. But his main focus has switched to using repellents to protect sharks. Many shark species are being overfished. Some are endangered, and one reason is that fishermen trying to catch other fish often catch sharks by accident. Stroud wondered, what if he could produce fish hooks that catch fish like tuna and halibut as usual, but that sharks steer clear of?
We realized we can magnetize the fishing hook and we can coat it with a rare earth metal. And it looks just like a regular hook, and we get the benefit of two repellents at the hook.
Several countries are now testing his so-called smart hooks to see if they work. Some tests show a 60-70% reduction in the number of sharks caught. Stroud's received an award from the World Wildlife Fund for his invention, and he's hoping to sell the product commercially before long. In the meantime, Stroud continues to refine the design, trying new combinations of metals and magnets, and observing how they affect different types of sharks. Which is why he's on this pier on North Bimini Island, chumming the waters for a large bull shark. He wants to test a magnetized fish hook wrapped in a magnesium foil. A couple of eagle rays and barracudas swim by, but there's no sign of a bull shark, so his hook sits on the pier.
Sometimes nothing happens quickly in shark repellent research.
Stroud waits for more than an hour. Then he pulls the bait bag in and dumps the sardines onto the pier. He calls it a day.
So we have to try again.
8 years after the chance discovery in his New Jersey basement, Stroud's come to accept that product development is a slow process. But his attraction to repellents runs deep, and he says the sharks keep luring him back. For Nova and the World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, Bimini, Bahamas.